This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before the show. Bye, Jeffrey.
Bye, boys.
Have a great weekend, Jeff.
Daryl is in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. It's Baskin and Phelps with Ryder. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. Coming up at noon, we're going to dig into some Guardian stuff. It's time to do a little evaluating of where the Guardians are. And we'll do it with a smile on our face coming up at noon. We've been chatting about OTAs and the Browns quarterback situation and kind of what do the what do the Browns have with these quarterbacks? And what do they think they might be looking for? What could they find? Daryl, let's wrap it up real quickly here. You think Kenny Pickett is the leader in the clubhouse as far as the Browns are concerned. If Flacco's the starter, it's a problem. And you try to keep both quarterbacks, develop them, and see if you have anybody. If you might have your quarterback in the future. Do you think Sanders is ahead of Gabriel in that mindset?
I don't know if he's ahead of Gabriel. I think he's got the right approach to it. I don't know that he's ahead of Gabriel on the depth chart right now. I don't know that it's realistic to expect that he's actually going to win this quarterback competition. But otherwise, you summed it up pretty well. Yeah, I think if Joe, and again, this is not a dig at Joe, but if he wins this quarterback competition, I don't know that I can sit here and say with 100% certainty that that's what the Browns are really rooting for at this point. I just believe that if you're not going to be a contender this year, which I don't think that there's anyone outside of the building that believes that the Browns are going to contend for anything. I mean, the NFL gave them 13 1 o'clock games, Jeff. That tells you all you need to know.
That's a pretty good summary of what the NFL thinks, isn't it?
Right.
Yep.
And the, one of your 4 o'clock games you got because, well, you have to play at one or at four because you're going to be in Vegas. I think that you're better served going young at that position on the field. And for me, it makes more sense to put Kenny Pickett out there than it does to put Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders week one against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Agreed. Here's what some national folks think about the Browns quarterback situation.
I've been watching clips all week and laughing hysterically.
Yeah, a lot of folks think you should just put Shedeur out there and let him play. And I love what you said about them thinking. And with Dylan Gabriel, too. The guys lasted to the third and the fifth for a reason. Let's see if we can develop them and help them out. But Sports Illustrated yesterday put out ranking the NFL's 32 coach quarterback duos in 2025. And as you might expect, the number one duo was Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Number two, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh with Baltimore. Number three, the Rams, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford.
No love for the defending Super Bowl champs?
They're there somewhere. Don't ask me where because I just went with the top three. Oh, the Eagles are 10th right now.
Wow.
Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. The number 32 team in the combos, the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, so what you're saying is the Browns are not last.
With Kellen Moore and Tyler Shuck. Number 31, the New York Jets.
Oh, so they're not second to last.
With Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields. Number 30, the Tennessee Titans with Brian Callahan and Cam Ward.
Ooh, all right.
Number 29, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, my.
With Raheem Morris and Michael Penix Jr. And at number 28, the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, I was going to say at some point they're going to get mentioned here.
And they list the quarterback coach duo as Kevin Stefanski and
Shedeur Sanders.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned Flacco. And they mentioned they have him ranked individually. They have Stefanski 19th as the coach and Flacco 31st as the quarterback.
Interesting.
And the summation, it's impossible to believe in the Browns quarterback situation. Kenny Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders, all fighting for the top job. So that's kind of where that is. I threw out the idea of there's a free agent out there, Daryl, who says he wants to keep playing football. And this guy was really good for a really long time. And I wonder what you would think of this. Tell me, should the Browns have any interest in adding free agent pass rusher Von Miller, who's 36 years old, and said yesterday through the AP, I want to keep playing?
No.
He said, I can still roll out of bed and rush the passer.
Good for him. Not going to do it here in Cleveland.
Good for him.
Yeah, not going to do it in Cleveland.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. They've got to give Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright extended opportunities this year.
I like Alex Wright.
And they're a lot cheaper than what Von Miller is going to cost.
Even at Von's age, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not forget Okoronkwo still on the roster, too.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, I'm good. If the Browns were in a different spot, roster-wise and competitive-wise, mm-hmm. Okay.
You might think about it.
Yeah, but like, it's not worth spending the money.
Eric is in Akron. Eric, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And to you, Eric.
I guess maybe I have a different assumption on the whole thing. I just assume the Browns aren't really trying all that hard this season. So I'd rather play the rookies and go about my day and figure out a quarterback maybe next year with the high draft pick, whatever else. I was a little perplexed by them re-signing Miles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the situation they're in, but we are where we are. I just assume it is what it is. And think about it. If they were really trying, why wouldn't they go get a receiver to pair up with all this? Like, I just feel like a lot of the stuff they're doing screams to me they're just looking for a high pick.
Eric, thank you very much. Daryl, Eric's not the first person I've heard say that.
It screams to me like they're trying to figure out what they have. Like, I don't think that they're tanking the season at all. I think that they have a bunch of young kids that they either brought in this year or they have brought, look, we just talked about defensive ends, right? McGuire and Wright, and getting these kids on the field and seeing what they have and what they can do. Same thing with the receivers. We broke that down earlier, talking about Cedric Tillman and Michael Woods and David Bell, Jamari Thrash. Like, they are in a spot where I think they need to figure out what they have. And now, could that result in them ending up with a top three pick next year? Absolutely, 100%. But I don't think that they're going to be like the surprise of the NFL either this year. I don't think that they will be.
But they weren't trying at all, Daryl.
They're trying.
Right. If they
they're just naturally going to be good enough to earn themselves a very good draft position next year.
If they weren't trying, you wouldn't have traded for Pickett. You wouldn't have drafted two quarterbacks, even though you took them in the third and the fifth. It wasn't considered a draft where you were going to get your franchise quarterback unless maybe you had the number one pick. You could have easily just not bothered. They're bringing in four quarterbacks with their fingers crossed that they find one who might be able to be their starter for 4, 5, 6 years.
Absolutely.
And if not, you might be in a position next year to go ahead and get, you know, higher in the draft and pick somebody you really like. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray, how are you, sir?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man? I wasn't a big fan of what they're doing, and I don't understand what they're doing. I'm on the other side. I believe they are tanking. But my thing is this. If we think about this logically, right, everything the Browns did in this quarterback draft makes absolutely no sense. Because if Shador comes in and beats out everyone else, that means you wasted the third round pick on a quarterback that couldn't beat somebody who's supposed to win the first round. But, okay, he came out in the fifth round. And if so, my question is, if you just can't really afford to let Shador beat anyone out, so why not trade him now where he still may have value, let's say Pittsburgh, grab some of their picks, hurt them down the line? Because it doesn't make sense.
You're not going to trade a guy who was drafted in the fifth round for picks. That's not going to happen.
Well, you know what? If the GM finagle enough, you can get something from Pittsburgh. You know,
why would you want to trade him?
Because if you didn't want him in the first place,
well, you did. You traded up to get him in the fifth. I mean, you did have to. You did have to make a move to jump up and get him.
Yeah, but if he beats out your third round pick, like just logically, if he beats out your third round pick, doesn't that mean that you wasted your third round pick? So you really can't afford to bring him
Anthony
in
Schwartz.
And have him beat everybody else. Because that means he beat out Flacco. And I'll get Flacco the edge because he's a veteran. He has seen everything out there. But he beats out everybody.
Well, that's a big jump on your part, Cool Ray.
Right. So my thing is, logically, it doesn't make sense. So I would trade Shador to get the best, some more picks for next year.
You're not going to get picks for him, Cool Ray. I'm sorry. No NFL team is going to say, could we give you a third right now for Shador Sanders?
Especially if he was on the board in the fifth round.
Everybody could have had him in the first, second, third, fourth rounds.
No, if you want to have a conversation next year or the year after different.
Exactly right. Because maybe he comes in and shows, I'm much better than a fifth round pick. That's quite possible. And see, that's one thing I don't think that you can eliminate.
But I'm pretty sure if Shador shows something, the Browns will not be in the business of trading him.
They'll put him on the field is what they'll do. Tom is in Menor, home of the Cardinals. Tom, how are you?
Amen. Same with the Beavers in Riverside. Hey, just a quick one for you. You know, I'd like to think that Andrew Berry and the team that he's assembled is really pretty sharp. Let's give him a little bit of that. You know, last year when Myles Garrett was allegedly on but off but not really on the trade market, and his stock started to drop, like a tank in water, you know, I wonder if maybe part of their thinking is, you know, we can't really go ahead and tank the season, but we still got to go ahead and try to win a couple games. But I wonder if we get closer to the deadline. And maybe the thought is this. Myles goes out there and has just another –
You can't trade him. I have to stop you there, Tom, because the reality is you can't trade him because of the salary cap and the contract extension you just got.
So, I thought that might be the case, but even if the Browns either absorb some of the salary or...
It's not even about that. It's about maneuvering the cap. Yeah, so when you trade a player, all future cap charges become an instantaneous cap charge. It's why they can't trade Deshaun Watson or cut him right now. They cannot actually trade Myles Garrett. I hate to cut you off there, Tom, but I gotta let some facts sneak in here. It can't be done.
I appreciate the truth always. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Tom and Menor. Daryl, well done. And to be perfectly honest, you want good football players on your team. I wouldn't want to trade Myles Garrett anyway. So I good summation, I think, on the quarterback stuff. And Daryl, in all honesty, I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Jeff.
It's not ideal, but it is going to be entertaining. It is.
If not, we're going to make it entertaining.
Guardians were off yesterday. They're back to baseball today, but we're going to send them off with some great feelings and make guys feel really good about themselves. You're going to want to see how next on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.